There's nothing like the sound of a fine piano played by hands that know just how to get the most out of those ivories. John Hayes grew up in Juneau and left to pursue his dreams as a concert pianist, but he's never forgotten the piano that now lives in Centennial Hall. This following interview was recorded yesterday, Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. You're listening to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I am on site in Centennial Hall with pianist John Hayes. Hello, John.
Hello. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for inviting me in to watch you play on this piano. Let's start with introductions. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Juneau, I suppose. Not everyone knows that because I moved away for piano studies in Oregon and then Fairbanks. But
how long have you been playing the piano?
I started at 15 years old, actually, which in piano years is like you should already be preparing for Chopin competition and stuff. Yeah, I got like this little electric keyboard when I was 15 and taught myself how to read music. And then like a year later, actually started lessons, which was excellent for me. And yeah, it was just the thing for me to do. I went to UAS, which didn't have a music program, but Tutanov would come there for master classes 4 times a year. That was a 1-credit class. And I just knew that I had to follow him to study with him. And that was in Southern Oregon University. Did that there for 4 years, the bachelor's program. And went straight north to Fairbanks for my master's degree with Zilberkand, so I have like a big Russian tradition of teachers. Then I've just been figuring out freelancing and music as much as I can.
Where are you based out of now?
I currently live in Champaign, Illinois. My girlfriend is doing her PhD there in writing studies program, and I somehow have simultaneously been doing the Juneau piano series since 2018 when we first moved to Illinois. So it's been back and forth for me going there.
What was important to you about bringing the Juneau piano series into being, into existence, even though you weren't living here at the time?
I think the great thing about having started playing piano here is there's such an awesome, dedicated, amateur, sort of semi-professional level of people that just love piano so much. So we'd have like piano club once a month where we just get together for a few hours and play pieces and talk about them with each other. So it's not just the music that's really cool, right? It's the sort of community making of it. And there's not... there's a good amount of classical music happening in Juneau at a high level. But there's not a lot of stuff that was happening specifically for solo classical piano playing. And I was like, I just need to make that happen, I guess. In my head, I was kind of like, you know, if I could have a gig where someone was just like, come to Alaska, play one concert, get $500, I'd be like, that's awesome. So I just made that happen for other people.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing. And probably for the first and only time in my life, I'm actually sitting at the keyboard of this piano. I'm afraid to touch it, but John's going to play a little bit for us here in a moment. Tell me about this piano.
Well, this was a piano that we fundraised for to purchase back in... the fundraising for that began in 2017, I believe, and it was a local piano series concert that my teacher, Mary Watson, put together. And we did like 5 recitals to raise money so that the Jack could purchase a new piano. Because the previous piano in there was functional. It wasn't great for concerts and such. And we've obviously gone a good step forward with that. So yeah, it was ultimately we got about $20,000, $20-some thousand to get a new piano. And I think it was Mary traveled down to the piano store in Portland, Oregon, and found this one, and it worked out quite well. And then, of course, it was imperative to find reasons to keep it played and not just sitting around.
Mm-hmm. What kind of piano is this?
It's a German model, actually. It's a Schimmel piano. I think it's probably only one of two Schimmels in town. I won't tell you where the other one is. Private residence. I've never encountered the brand elsewhere. Obviously, we're inundated with Steinway, Yamaha, and Kauai and such. But it's a little bit different than other pianos. But it has some qualities to it that maybe I haven't seen in other pianos. So it's all, you know, every piano has its strengths and weaknesses.
Let's hear a little bit of it now. That was beautiful. It was actually quite absorbing. So what was that piece?
That was Mettner's Sonata Reminiscenza from a larger cycle titled Forgotten Melodies. So it's Mettner was a contemporary of Rachmaninoff and Scriabin, more familiar Russian composers, but they went to conservatory like all the same year. So what an amazing year for that conservatory. Usually only pianists know about this composer, but he's just amazing. He just wrote so much incredible music of an incredible caliber. But yeah, the Reminiscenza, about reminiscing. And it's so characteristically like nostalgic in the Russian manner, sort of not, the piece just circles around and around in different ways that feel about the memory in a way. Like it's not always necessarily things you want to remember. Some of the things you do want to remember, but it's like the composer's trapped by their own thoughts almost.
You had mentioned before that the Schimmel has some properties, some characteristics that make it different from other pianos. Can you say more about that? Can you give us an example, maybe something we would hear in the last piece you played or the next one?
Oh, mostly just like it has a huge sustain on it. And so by that, I just mean how long a note will last when you play it. So if I play one note right now, we could probably sit for like half a minute before it goes away. Anyway, it's probably gone to the microphone, but like it's still there. Like it's still a piano like any other piano, but it can create quite a mass of sound. That's part of the challenge, is learning how to navigate the huge sound it makes, because sometimes it can be too much if you're not tending to it carefully. But
if you're just joining me, I'm Shelley Delaney. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I've got pianist John Hayes here with me. This Sunday, you're performing in a concert in the Juno Piano Series. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect if we want to attend.
Well, it's a great program, about an hour of music. I got a Bach Prelude, Fugue, Diddley. I got Beethoven Waldstein Sonata, which is one of the great, like, middle period heroic Beethoven stuff. Then I have Liszt composed three pieces based on Petrarch sonnets. So he wrote them for song, for voice and piano originally. These are solo piano versions, but they keep the melody, so it's all steeped in this, like, romantic Italian literature. And then we have the Mettner Sonata Reminiscenza, which is a fabulous piece. And I don't know currently how many people will be able to attend, so I just have to encourage people to purchase the tickets before the date, because I really don't want people to have to be turned away because of, obviously, COVID capacities. So,
last week you and I talked about the concert for last weekend, Joseph Jungin. How did that go?
It was fantastic. I mean, sometimes when I bring people, I don't know so much how many recordings they've done, so I don't necessarily know what's going to happen. But with Joseph, I just knew it was going to be world-class playing, basically.
And that concert sold out, so if we want to hear you play this Sunday, as you mentioned, good to get tickets in advance. Will there be an option to view it virtually?
Yes, there is always the Juno Piano Series Facebook page. It doesn't always end up being a live stream, but there will be some version of the performance, if not live streamed the same night, put up in the next day or two.
Great. Well, John, I'd love to hear some more out of you and out of this piano. What would you like to play next?
One of the Liszt pieces is fantastic. One of the Petrarch sonnets, if that's good.
That's great. Tell me a little bit about why you want to play this piece or why you chose it.
It's one of my favorites on the program right now. The poetry it's based on is just so angsty and interesting. It kind of like lists all these opposites of like I know no peace, but I don't wage war. I'm burning up, but I'm frozen through. I'm flying through the sky, but I'm falling to the ground now. Kind of goes on like this for a while. And it has a plot twist in the very last line where it's just like, I feel all this way because of you. It's so, like, stupidly dramatic.
All right, that sounds great. Whenever you are ready. Thank you. John Hayes, again, that was so lovely. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you and with the piano, the famous Schimmel. anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we say goodbye today?
It's not so much I've shared, right? It's more just the opportunity for me to thank the audience that makes these types of things possible. I always have people that are housing me and other guest pianists. A lot of people write in checks and such. And it's a very, like, low-budget type of production. And I think that makes it flexible, but people are seemingly happy about it, and I'm just happy that they keep showing up.
John Hayes performs Sunday, August 1st at 3 p.m. in Centennial Hall. Tickets are available at the Jack and at Hearthside Books.